This attitude arose partly out of his tendency to see the world in binary terms. A person was either a hero or a bozo. A product was either amazing or shit. But he could be stymied by things that were more complex, shaded, or nuanced. Getting married, buying the right sofa, committing to run a company. In addition, he didn't want to be set up for failure. I think Steve wanted to assess whether Apple could be saved, Fred Anderson said. Woolard and the board decided to go ahead and fire Emilio, even though Jobs was not yet forthcoming about how active a role he would play as an advisor. Emilio was about to go on a picnic with his wife, children, and grandchildren when the call came from Woolard in London. "We need you to step down," Woolard said simply. Emilio replied that it was not a good time to discuss this, but Woolard felt he had to persist. "We are going to announce that we're replacing you." Emilio resisted. "Remember, Ed, I told the board it was going to take 3 years to get this company back on its feet again," he said. "I'm not even halfway through." "The board is at the place where we don't want to discuss it further," Woolard replied. Emilio asked who knew about the decision, and Woolard told him the truth. The rest of the board, plus Jobs. "Steve was one of the people we talked to about this," Woolard said. "His view is that you're a really nice guy, but you don't know much about the computer industry." "Why in the world would you involve Steve in a decision like this?" Emilio replied, getting angry. "Steve is not even a member of the board of directors. So what the hell is he doing in any of this conversation?" But Woolard didn't back down, and Emilio hung up to carry on with the family picnic before telling his wife.